Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. It takes a lot of work to be successful in business. And the reason I'm saying this is because I see and I speak to a lot of entrepreneurs like yourself who get fooled into believing that, you know, in order for me to be successful and to have a great business, all I need to do is to start a TikTok, a Facebook page, an Instagram page, and post nice pictures and posts, and that's it. Guys, the reality is, for you to be successful, there are so many moving parts that you need to put in place. It's not going to happen overnight. It happens over time. But there are a lot of moving parts that you need to put in place and make sure that one is talking to the other in order for you to get the results that you want. And a lot of times, entrepreneurs don't talk about those things, right? Even business coaches like myself, we don't talk about those things, right? We talk about the front-facing things. We talk about the pretty things, the pretty parts of the business. But the truth is that there are so many moving parts and so many things that you have to do. And you have to pace yourself, right? Because you're not going to make $1 million overnight. You start off by making $10 and $100 and $1,000 and $2,000 and $5,000 and $10,000. It's a progression. You have to be patient with yourself, but you have to be consistent in the implementation of not just the front end stuff, but the back end stuff. And this is very, very evident to my clients when we are doing our one-on-one coaching, right? Because when we do our coaching and we talk for like 60 minutes every week, we talk about all things business, right? We may hone in and say, okay, today let's talk about your goal setting. Next week we're talking about your ideal client. Who's your ideal client? The next day let's talk about your pricing and your offer. And the next week we talk about something else, right? But my point is that every week we have something to talk about, right? And let's say you're working with me for 3 months or 6 months. Every week we would have something new to talk about. And the reason we always have something new to talk about is because there are so many moving parts. At the end of every session that I have with my clients, my one-on-one clients, they get an email from me with an outline of what we spoke about, as well as an outline of things that they have to get completed, right? This holds them accountable. This keeps the momentum going. And it makes sure that they are implementing the things, right? One at a time. Because sometimes in your business, one thing has to happen before the other thing can be implemented, right? That's just life. One thing has to happen before the other has to happen. So we map out exactly what has to happen. So every week they will get an email saying, okay, based on our conversation, these are your assignments. And usually it's a list of at least 10 different things, right? Just this week, a client said to me, oh my God, Adanna, I never thought I had to do all of these things in order to make my business, to make my business run successfully or to set up my business. And I said, yes, this is the thing that people don't tell you about, because you really feel that you just need to come on social media and post a pretty picture and that's it, and that's how you're going to get sales. And no, you have to be prepared to do the work. And that's why they say a lot of businesses, you know, fail after like 3 years, because a lot of people are not prepared to do the work, not just the mental work, because the mental work is one thing which you have to do every day, but the actual back end work, the things that don't look pretty, especially if you are a one-man show, especially if you don't have like a virtual assistant or any kind of assistant, you're doing all this by yourself, right? That's why I say to you, even if every single day you don't work 3 and 4 hours in your business, at least take an hour and do one major thing every day to get you closer to your goal. Do one thing every single day. And this is Sunday to Sunday, and I'm talking just Monday to Friday or Monday to Thursday, right? Do one thing every single day to get you closer to that goal. So one day might be sending an email, the next day might be following up people in the DMs, the next day might be recording videos, the next day might be, you know, whatever it is, might be making a phone call to somebody you want to collaborate with or network with or something like that. But you want to do one thing every single day, at least minimum. If you can do more, fine. I know it depends on your time, but you want to do those things every single day to get you closer to where you want to be. And you want to give yourself grace and patience to allow those things to unfold, because a lot of it is not going to unfold overnight, guys. No, you have to understand as the entrepreneur that it takes time. It happens over time, not overnight, right? Building a business is a marathon. It's not a sprint. You have to have tough skin. You have to be resilient. You have to be diligent. You have to be disciplined in order to get exactly what you want to get. Because a lot of times the things that you're going to implement, the strategies, the marketing strategies, the sales strategies, you may not get immediate results. It might take a month or two for you to actually see the results, right? And then when you start to see the results, that's not when you start to slow down. No, that's when you build momentum, right? So I'm saying all of this just to say to you that, you know, it's not as easy as people make it out to be. And that's why it's also important not to compare yourself to other people when you see them online and they're celebrating all the big wins and they're showing you all their fancy vacations and they're doing all the most. Don't compare yourself, because you don't know how long they were in your position for. You also don't know what tools and resources that they have available at their disposal to help them move along much faster. But trust and believe, they went through exactly what you are going through right now in building your business, right? And once you stick to it, you would also one day be able to celebrate and say, look at the magnificent results my clients have achieved. I am now, you know, like a six-figure earner. I'm now a seven-figure earner. I'm now an eight-figure earner. Whatever that milestone is for you, right? Because we know it's different for everybody. But all I'm saying is, guys, this is not for the faint of heart. And you have to be willing to put in the work. So if you're willing to put in the work, click the link, book a consultation. Let's talk about it. Let's get to work, right? Let me help you put in the work, because you don't have to do it alone when you have business coaches like myself to help you, right? You don't ever have to do it alone. And if you want to be around other like-minded people, I invite you to come to my Facebook group. It's a free Facebook group called Dynamic Business Strategists, where you can ask questions of other entrepreneurs. It's over 4,000 of us there. I share in there. I sell in there. I share a lot of value in there. So you can come in, join us, and, you know, ask questions and get help. And support is one of the best spaces I find on social media, right? So jump into my DMs, leave a comment, click the link on your bio. Let's have a conversation about the work that needs to get done. Let's build that momentum. Let's tap into your greatness and get it done, right? So guys, have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.